kiddos. Handsome Jack here. You're listening to Start Replay.
Pushy Snuggle Bicey's my main squeeze.
I thought I would take some time away from battling Dr. Nefarious and introduce a brand new Start Replay podcast.
Presumably because you have half a brain in your head. Okay. Kisses.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 19 of the Start Replay podcast. My name's Josh, and I'm here with Joel and Freya.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
That's, you heard Joel first, he's the girl and Freya's the boy. We're going to be talking about E3 and all the stuff that's happened since that time. I don't know why I'm making these grand hand gestures. Apparently, I'm
no
on film
that.
As well.
There's an invisible camera in front of you.
Oh, right, yeah. Called life.
Yeah, it's called life. And also your Xbox
also
One Kinect.
Xbox Kinect, yeah. No, it's not on.
It's Microsoft watching me.
Yeah,
right,
it's powered
it.
Off, so hopefully it's
no, that
still
doesn't
on.
Change anything.
They're still watching.
How are you doing, Freya?
Yeah, good.
You all right?
Yeah, how you been doing? All right?
Yeah.
Quality?
Joel, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank
yeah?
you.
All right.
Nothing too special.
Cool.
But...
today is also the day that Batman has come out. Arkham Knight is in the hands of everyone, although it was in the hands of a lot of people before launch as well, which really pissed me off.
And it was in the hands of a lot of Steam users, but following the problems, they all got refunds.
So. Ooh.
Beef.
Yeah, that's all right. It'll sell a load of copies anyway. It's a great game.
Yeah,
Arkham Knight's great. Fantastic. It's amazing. It's probably going to get a masterpiece from me. Boom.
Yeah, because you're a fanboy, I think you're sort of... you're going to be blinded. You're going to be wearing blinkers whilst playing this game. Anything you don't like, you're just going to sort of cough and look over it.
No,
whereas
but
in any other game...
there's nothing to dislike
so
far.
Well, oh,
everything is just
apart
perfect.
Apart from the dodgy Batmobile control.
No, the controls are perfect. They're great.
Oh, okay. I'll take your
exactly
word.
Exactly how you want them.
They are. I wouldn't change a thing about it.
Oh, holy shit. Not apart from the fact that it's taken 28 hours to download.
Well, that's only at the moment because we're at peak because it's like, you know, 9 o'clock and things and that's kind of peak time. But you wait. We'll probably get past 9 and it'll be like zoop and it'll be really quick.
14 hours remaining.
Yeah, only halfway. Yeah, exactly. A lot has happened. Lots of games things have happened. Some movie stuff has happened. Today, some movie stuff has happened.
Has it?
The new Spider-Man has been cast.
Oh, I saw that and
didn't
really give a shit.
I don't really know the actor. I think it's Tom Holland.
I think you're right.
Someone. He looks quite cool. He looks like a cool Spider-Man. That's all I can say. Better than one of the original people who were being considered. And he looked like a child. Proper child. That'd have been a bit weird.
To be fair, I think the whole Peter Parker, that is Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
He is quite a
feminine... No, that's Batman, Bruce Wayne's Peter Parker.
Shut up.
I mean, Spider-Man.
Shut
up.
It is sort of a feminine figure, I think.
He's Spider-Man.
What are we talking about here? Superman?
Spider-Man.
I don't know about Spider-Man. I'm talking about Superman.
Well, Superman definitely isn't Peter Parker.
It definitely isn't feminine.
He is quite feminine.
He has like massive ripped muscles.
Yeah, but look at his facial features. He always has perfect hair. He's never got scars, does he? Really? He's got perfectly makeup-to face.
I would think Spider-Man's more feminine.
Cheeks.
So basically you're saying that every male model out there is quite feminine.
Is a
well,
girl.
You potentially, yeah. They're more feminine than like this fucking East London bruiser. Like drug
lord. Well, just because you look... quite good and you know you just because you look good doesn't mean you're feminine.
No,
yeah,
but generally
exactly.
Obviously I'm not going to say Joel you look feminine because you don't look that good, so
well that's obvious, isn't it?
But you know,
if you
Freya looks really hot, so then I'm just gonna say wow, she looks quite manly.
Like if you look after yourself,
totally
you're
manly.
Kind of like, I think the saying is like you're in touch with your feminine side,
right?
Sort of
is it?
Because feminine
yeah.
people are more like are better at looking after themselves than guys are.
No, I don't know. It's just one of those things. I don't know.
Okay.
Because women, to make
welcome
themselves...
Welcome to the sexist podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Women, to make themselves appear, in their eyes, better, wear makeup. Now, men...
I don't think girls need to wear makeup.
No, I don't think they need to either.
No,
but
it's a personal thing.
Exactly,
I
but men will then... Most, well, not saying
that's
most,
why guys don't wear
I don't
makeup.
Know, just plucking a figure out the air. Half of men won't bother using... moisturizing cream and spot cream when they get a spot and then other men will do, and then that means they're doing the sort of thing that women will often do.
I
wear
think
makeup
that's a bit stereotypical
and look
though.
After yourself,
but then you see like,
well, it's kind of generalizing
sort
yeah
of
stereotypical.
I like how we're branching this podcast out now. It's great.
Other sort of women who don't do that,
yeah,
but I guess their seem is quite bitch, like you'd
Cool. Why are you going? What are you talking about?
Like if you don't do those sort of feminine things, like my cousin, really, for instance, she's quite. Like, everybody but, thinks she's quite manly because she doesn't put makeup on.
So, she doesn't put makeup on. Yeah. Does she look like a man?
You can. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
You know, you can,
but I see where you're coming from.
You can have unfortunate features which might make you seem a bit mannish.
And as vice Austin versa Powers as well.
They you might look as though they've been hit with a man stick or an ugly stick, something like that.
You can get men who, if they wear their hair a bit longer, actually look like girls as well.
A little bit, yeah. Or it's you can just get lady boys.
Yeah, it's going
the whole
way.
Go to Bangkok, you know.
Mm.
See some.
And bang your cock in Bangkok.
In a bloke when he thought it was a woman.
Yeah. Well, I said to this girl the other day that, wow, you have a big cock. No, not really. I didn't really say that. But what I did say is she put makeup on and her face was like white, quite white, and I was like, are you going out as a clown today? Or she was like, what? I was like, well, it seems quite white on, you know, like white streaks and things. Looks like you've just been painting your face. Well, I don't know, it seems like the makeup wasn't put it, maybe, yeah. So, yeah.
Like foundation, no.
But it looked very white, and I was like, and it looks like you're going out as Harley Quinn.
It doesn't let your skin breathe as well, so I think exactly. It continues.
Here we go, feminine Joel coming out.
It continues to fuck up.
Well.
Your pores can't open as effectively as if you're not wearing makeup. And therefore, you get more spots and things and crustier skin.
Okay, well, there's a lot to talk about in this podcast aside from makeup techniques.
How much time have we wasted? talking about fucking makeup.
So, where are we? Lots of stuff has happened at E3. Star Replay did not attend this year, which was kind of nice, actually, just being able to watch everything from the comfort of my bed or my seat.
Do you know, I watched some of the conferences on my sofa with a pizza. It was great.
Yeah, it's really fantastic.
In my
it's nice
sofa.
To be there in person, but it's different. It's just hot and you're running around. It's terrible. But first, we are on to Xbox and the big things that came out of there. Freya has listed three big things. Apparently, the new IPs they announced aren't big either, so we're going to skip past those. But let's start
We have to say there's one cool new IP, I have to say.
Really?
Yes, it
not
was...
Not ReCore, is it?
Sea of Thieves. Really, really, really cool looking new IP.
Yes, well, Rare, they're releasing those, you know, that pack of Rare games, 30 Rare games, which is quite cool. So you can play, like, Perfect Dark and Conker's Bad Fur Day and Banjo-Kazooie, and I can't wait to get that from Microsoft. That's actually going to be something I'm going to play a lot. I love all those games.
But yeah, that
Freya's totally bemused. She doesn't know.
The new sort of IP is like this cool
online. Rare are moving on from Kinect games, finally.
Is that what they used to specialize?
Yeah, they did all the Kinect sports games and stuff. Yeah. And they were really being held back.
Even one Kinect game announced? I don't think there was.
Why would there be?
No.
And that's funny because Microsoft was still in E3 2013. Yeah. When they announced their Xbox One, they were pushing that damn freaking Kinect.
I know.
Forcing you to buy it with the Kinect.
There's just no point for it anymore. Like, nobody has a room big enough.
And also, people now have the option to buy an Xbox One without a Kinect. Whereas if they'd kept it in, then it might be, you know, introduced into a few more games.
That's true.
Yeah, I think the proposition of saving yourself, £60, £50 and not having a Kinect is better.
Or, you know, not going for an Xbox entirely and just going for a PlayStation 4. So yeah, Rare has returned to the gaming scene, finally. Let's see if I can remember
check
this.
Out the Sea of Thieves trailer if you haven't yet, and you have an Xbox One or Windows 10 computer.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves, so it's like some online pirate game. I'm not too sure of the pirate style.
I like the pirate style because it means you can go around on galleons and you can fight other galleons.
But it's basically Assassin's Creed Black Flag, and that's it.
Yeah, but online with your friends, sort of going out on adventures.
It'll be quite cool.
It's going to be great.
Going to like huge islands and then just exploring.
Yeah, with your friends. That's the key thing. Mm-hmm. You can do it with your friends.
Rare has announced stuff. That's cool. Backwards compatibility has been announced.
Just for some things.
But not quite. Sorry, because they're like, backwards compatibility is available! And everyone went fucking mental!
And then,
to be fair, there was another thing they announced. DLC is going to be backwards compatible as well.
Oh.
Which is pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Think they've actually sort of put a nail into Sony with this whole thing, because Sony then came out and said, yeah, backwards compatibility is not possible on PS4.
Well, because that was a whole big deal about it, wasn't it?
They have the PlayStation Now, but at the moment the pricing is fucking a joke. So that's, it's not going to take off until they bring the pricing down.
Yeah.
And I think Microsoft, the fact you can put your 360 disc in, and providing that Microsoft have got the licenses from those devs to, in order to do so, you can play the game. I think that's pretty
great.
That'd
be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit cheeky though when they announced it, and everyone obviously from the get-go thought, great, I can instantly put in any Xbox 360 disc. Yeah. No, I can't. No. There's a very strict list at the moment.
100. Is there going to be 100 by
December?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's just so smart. You know, there'll be loads of titles,
but
loads of smaller titles that aren't.
But all
made
they need to do. Is,
and I'll be like, why?
There's no work from the devs, or from what I've read anyway. All the original developers of the games need to do is go to Microsoft. Yes, you can do that. Just basically say,
it'll be interesting to see how long it takes for them to get a robust catalog.
I think you're being very negative as a biased PC4 lover. PC4? PS4?
PC4, wow. Is that the new
hybrid?
Is that the next console from Sony, PC4?
But yeah, I think, to be fair, I've been quite biased against the Xbox One, but I think this is a good move in the right direction.
Yeah, but still, you know, that
architecture... Well, it wasn't originally going to be a thing, was it?
That architecture, my friend, is outdated, and they straight out the gate.
What is the difference between... I know what the difference is.
DDR3 versus DDR5.
GDDR5.
just a faster operating system versus a slower operating system.
Yeah, that's something they're addressing there.
The size
of
the console. And the fact that this Xbox One comes with a huge power block as well.
Yeah.
Whereas the PlayStation is just like, okay, there you go. And they're releasing a 1 terabyte, slightly smaller model this month.
And it doesn't
it's like 10%
lighter.
Yeah. And it doesn't have the glossy part on, which I like.
But what Microsoft are doing is, alongside a Windows 10 release, they're going to update the UI. And what's going to be cool, actually...
There's so much you can do.
...is you can play your Xbox One on your PC, providing that you have Windows 10. So if, obviously, I've got a computer and I've got two monitors, and then I have to turn to my right to play my Xbox One, if I just want to simply stay there and just look at my monitor if I'm recording or whatever, I can then stream the game to my PC, which is awesome. And because I'll be on a wired network, there won't be any sort of lag or anything. So, again, that's something pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't find it really cool, but that's
because
right.
You use a Mac.
Yeah, exactly. Macs are just so much better. So, yeah.
Charles rolls his eyes.
So that's backwards compatibility. It seems quite cool. We'll see. Okay.
Definitely not a bad thing. That's
no,
all.
Definitely
that's all
not.
I'll say.
Gears of War has made its return after being announced last February that it was in development by Black Tusk Studios, now called, formerly Black Tusk Studios, now called The Coalition. And basically their job now, for the rest of their lives, is to create Gears of War titles.
Be
fun. But Gears of War is back, and it looks very similar to every single Gears of War game that's been released.
To be fair,
is anyone here a Gears of War fan?
Kind of not. I would never call myself a fan, but
yeah,
I played the series probably like 5 years ago. First time.
Yeah,
playing.
I played it. That's the first game I got on Xbox. It was alright.
Yeah. To be fair, I think the remaster is pretty cool as well.
Oh, yeah.
Again, it's another remaster.
Yeah,
but
they could have done better and just like package all three games together.
Which games are in there? It's Gears 1 and...
It's just Gears of War 1, that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Gears of War 2 as well.
Nope.
Oh, shit.
Just Gears of War 1. So I think they could have done a better job there if they packaged all three together. So...
It's not really an Uncharted collection, is it?
No, it's not quite an Uncharted collection. But you know, that's Microsoft, and they're testing the waters and seeing how much more money they can make, or how much money they can get back from the loss of their Xbox One system. Obviously, no, the Xbox One is still selling, but not quite as well as they predicted, which is probably why, even though they're making it backwards compatible, quotation marks. They're still releasing remasters, of course, to try and get people to buy new games of old games.
That's true, yeah. So they won't be doing... That won't be backwards compatible with it. If they're doing remasters.
To be fair, I think...
All of their first,
it's a Microsoft studio that sort of
so they will, it will be.
Gears of War, so...
But I guess the only thing is, you know, they're going to have to work even harder for their remasters to make it valid for people to... It's like people who are doing remasters now of games... Will they allow, like, people who aren't Microsoft, will they allow their games to be backwards compatible?
It's going to be interesting.
Isn't the remaster? You know, because I wouldn't.
Because I'm quite excited. Actually, what's cool about the backwards compatibility as well is that you can play online, like you could on a 360 or whatever.
Yeah,
no, you can go into, potentially, what I hope you can do is go into, like, Call of Duty 4. And play online with your profile from that you worked on previously. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be quite cool.
But they're
wouldn't be cool for me because I've always played on PlayStation. But
they're also rumouring that there's rumors flying around that a Call of Duty remaster was coming out.
Oh, imagine if and there's loads of.
I don't know though. I don't because Activision don't really seem like the type to remaster.
Oh, the dev said that it's. Wait, there was a quote where basically he left the door wide open that they're working on one. So.
Well, yeah, it makes sense that perhaps, like, in the middle of, like, let's say Black Ops 3 releases, and then 6 months in they're like, and here's another. You know, this is like your 0.5 Call of Duty kick before. The whole, like, full step. It's like your iPhone 6S before the 7, but in a quicker span as opposed to waiting a year. Because, of course, they're going to release a Call of Duty title every single year now.
Yeah.
Or they have done.
Well, they'll continue to do so.
Yeah.
Actually, something from the Microsoft conference that was really disappointing was the Halo 5 gameplay.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it and was just like...
Well, it's basically Call of Halo.
This time last year, I was so hyped for Halo.
Did you play the base... Was it Alpha?
Beta.
Yeah. Did you play it? And me and Sam...
It was like the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, and it was just like, this is literally Call of Duty, Titanfall, Halo.
Yeah.
Mixed together. It was fun, but it wasn't Halo.
And now Black Ops 3 is Titanfall, Call of Duty, Halo. No.
I'm still going to mess
you up. I hate all those sort of shitty futuristic... They're all doing the same thing, like jetpacks, wall running.
Isn't it current?
Oh, it's just so boring.
Maybe Titanfall 2 will take it back to World War.
And that's actually that's going to be on PS4 next Titanfall.
Yeah, it will be multi-plat. Thankfully, hopefully, Titanfall 1 will be packaged together with the PlayStation 4 version.
Yeah, but I recently re-bought Titanfall for some reason.
And was it on a Steam sale? Was it on the Steam sale?
Yeah, it was like £5 or some shit. No, I had it on PC, and it was like £2 of something on Xbox. So I bought it on Xbox. I was like, oh, it's going to be so awesome. Played it for about 10 minutes and turned off.
Oh, just on a quick side note, you were saying earlier about you know, the Steam keys for Batman and things, and I don't know how much we've talked. Have we talked about Batman?
We haven't talked about Batman, no. Not really.
But I was talking to Warner Brothers this morning, or the people they deal with for reviews, and she was saying, like, yeah, they'll get, like, you know, tons of Steam keys versus, obviously, like, the console people are a lot stricter. But the silly thing is why don't, for every single game, why don't companies just send out a code to review on release? Boom. That's it.
Why, in your email inbox sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly. There's no mailing out copies.
Saves
them
money.
There's no printing discs. There's no, you know, it's such an archaic thing. I have no idea why they don't do that.
One reason why they might not is, you know, on your press games, I'm looking down your list now, they're all sort of greyed out and they've got the promotional copy. It's a lot easier.
Well, and then Sony's or the just PlayStation 1.
Yeah, well, thing. Whatever. They generally have some sort of promotional banner disc, yeah. Promotional copy. It's a lot easier to then resell, like, a code or whatever, or do that sort of thing. If they're just chucking codes out, these codes could be going fucking anywhere. Whereas with these, I know that places like CX take it.
Yeah.
But with these, they're a bit more sort of promotional copy, blah, blah, blah.
I guess.
Probably some legal aspects.
Yeah, possible. Although, again, a lot of people do provide codes to games. Like
it would
DMC
be much more,
I got as a code today.
Convenient.
But yeah, it's just that convenience side. And they do have a number of codes for review in certain cases, but it's just It's mainly again, this disc is what, distribution.
This is what Microsoft wanted to do, and everyone was like, when they announced the Xbox One, it was like, well, oh, it's going like to be downloads only, all this two. Sort of stuff.
Maybe the Xbox 2 will have...
To be fair, I think it's so much better, because on my Steam account, I have all my games I've ever bought, all 110 or whatever. So whichever PC I get 5-10 years down the line, I can just go, actually, I feel like playing this game, install. And it will just install. You can do that. And it's so awesome.
Yeah, no, it's they will get there, and I'm sure
Steam
be...
is the future!
Oh, God, I don't know about that. But Steam is cool, but...
Summer Sale was amazing. Love that Summer Sale.
Yeah, you fucking so like good. Games for £2, £3.
Yeah, I bought like 4 games I'll never play for like £2.
Yeah,
that
same.
Was great.
Doesn't excite me.
Yeah,
so
because you haven't tasted the fruit.
I have tasted the fruit.
Start playing Counter-Strike.
But let's move on to Halo 5, which we already have done, saying it wasn't that good on the showing. So
it's not worth our
anything
breath.
Else from Microsoft that you found exciting? The Tomb Raider exclusive, but not exclusive.
Yeah,
it's timed
again.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Not quite as good as Uncharted. What else? Like the Recore? Did you see that? Did you see that title? New IP exclusive Recore. It's like this core thing doing stuff. No
idea.
Okay, any other memorable moments from Microsoft?
No.
Okay, moving on to Sony. So, I don't know how valid this will be to all of you people, but The Last Guardian has returned.
Yeah, I saw that.
After 7 or 8 years,
and
it's reared its head and it
like,
looks beautiful.
Why is everyone so excited about that?
Because have you ever played Shadow of the Colossus?
No.
I think it's Shadow of the Colossus.
Is it Ico?
Yeah.
I've played a bit of Ico
so
on that my PS2.
Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, that team, those are the people who are making this game.
I thought so, graphically and visually.
Yeah.
It was
so when it was announced all those years ago, they were like, oh, it's amazing. And then they realized, oh, we can't actually really do this on the PlayStation 3. So that's why they just re-announced it and like, way, and everyone
but
was like, mental.
The graphics don't really look up to scratch at the moment.
I think they look beautiful. Mm. The art style, it's different. It's not all about, you know, realistic graphics,
no,
my friend.
No,
it's all
not,
about, you know.
Because one of my most hyped for games, Sea of Thieves, completely different art style.
I thought you
style.
Might bring that up.
Sorry.
So, Last Guardian has been announced. Fantastic. Great stuff. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Big things for people. Not so big for me, because I've never played Final Fantasy VII.
Not much.
But people have been wanting it for years and years and years, and they're finally doing it. Fantastic. Shenmue 3. Great. Another series I've never played, but people
it's just
they
these
are getting a
Japanese
sequel.
Games.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Quite a lot of people care about, but then quite a lot of people don't care about.
Yeah, exactly.
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky, oh, yeah. Which is being developed a few miles away.
Mm.
Looks
amazing.
Should we
go amazing. Say hello? Get it? Get it.
Yeah, let's go say hello to Hello Games. You fucking idiot. And, oh God, what else? Call of Duty is making its way to Sony.
Yeah.
Has made its way to Sony.
I was quite surprised about that.
The dying series.
And so not only do Sony have a leg up with Call of Duty, they also have the same with Battlefront and Battlefield.
Mm. Yeah.
And probably Titanfall 2. It seems as though Sony's place is shooters at the moment. They're getting all the exclusivity over things, and they're going to get, you know, the DLC a month ahead of everyone, and that's a massive thing, I think, for Xbox people. They're always like, give me Xbox DLC for the big game. And I'm like, fuck, I have to wait a month.
I'm quite tempted.
But now I'm like, oh, yeah.
For PS4, because Uncharted.
Yeah, and Uncharted 4 looks
so good.
Holy shit.
I think
so you think it looks good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, wow. God, this is something positive coming out of the
hang on.
PC and
hang on.
Xbox.
Dude. I have played Uncharted 2, Uncharted 1. I kind of swerved 3. but, yeah, I love the Uncharted series.
I'm very tempted to get
play
the PS4 just because
fuck
of that.
Fuck out of Uncharted 2. So good. It's probably in my top 5
and
best
they're doing
games
the remaster? They're doing the remaster?
They've got the Uncharted collection, and it's perfectly timed, so you can go through and play Uncharted 1, 2, and 3.
And then,
boom, 4 comes out.
Well, it's like your appetizer to the main meal. So you'll be like...
It's a starter.
I've got this starter. And Uncharted 4 is my main and dessert. So,
because that cool.
Or maybe Tomb Raider 2 will be the dessert.
Tomb Raider 2? Rise of the Tomb Raider?
Rise of the Tomb Raider 2. Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider. Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Just shut up.
One of the two. The newest, new Tomb Raider coming out soon. But yeah, Uncharted. Holy shiitake mushrooms.
Is that the...
It's good, doesn't it? It's like some open-ended type gameplay in there. Lots of like little bits. The mud looks amazing. Look at the mud.
The mud.
Is this the first vehicle use? I don't know whether you could do it for three. I didn't play three.
You were on trucks.
Yeah, could you actually drive them like you do?
I'm aware. They're always like very, I say, static sections, but they were always very controlled.
But you look
like
at that.
You'd be on a train, but you wouldn't be controlling the train. But even if you were controlling the train, you'd just be going in a straight line, so that would have been a bit silly.
But you look at that
quick,
sort of
Nate,
game.
Control the train! I am. I'm just going in a straight line. Sorry, carry on.
You look at that sort of game and you think this is a proper game. You think this is... They've poured their heart and soul.
Well, I think all other games, people pour their heart and soul into it. It just depends on the license they're working with.
If it's Ubisoft,
and how much...
they're doing with a lot of Ubisoft games. They're like got on their second monitor whilst they're writing their code. They've also got like a film up, watching the latest film, like pirate. They don't even pay for films. They hoard so much money, but they don't pay for films.
You're now telling everyone how the Ubisoft teams work. And their development schedule.
Yeah. They're constantly doing other things whilst making their game. Whereas in the Naughty Dog studios, they've got like 14 monitors all with different lines of code on there, just like spamming away.
I thought you were going to bring in the fact that Ubisoft have a lot of French studios. And they were just going to be there smoking cigarettes and having croissants and cups of coffee. Hey, how's work going on the Assassin's Creed Syndicate? I don't know. I haven't had my second croissant this morning. You know, maybe give me another espresso. Come on. I have to say though, my biggest, most favouritest, most amazingest announcement throughout the show, and I could not stop screaming in my bed. Best thing about that conference or Ubisoft or E3 was South Park.
Oh yeah, that did make me think.
The
of
fractured
you.
But whole.
I love the names.
Amazing. I'm so happy about that. Ever since the first South Park, I've just been begging Obsidian to do it. But Obsidian aren't doing it. Ubisoft San Francisco are doing it. They're doing it in-house.
Be scared. Be very scared. But limit your expectations.
No, I think it's going to be fantastic. And I was just... Hopefully, at Gamescom, I'll get a chance to... If Matt Stone and Trey Parker are there, I'll interview them. That'd be really cool. Oh my god, I can't wait. There's going to be so many obscene things to do. And, you know, fractured buttholes are...
sounds great.
Important things to look into.
Well, surely it won't be too bad for Ubisoft to do it, because it's not exactly a sort of graphically
Ubisoft do
heavy
good games.
Game. Yeah, but looks-wise, but like, it's not...
Yeah, but Ubisoft do good-looking games.
Do they?
Yeah, like the new Ghost Recon that was announced, that open-world thing.
But
and yeah, Rainbow
when
Six
it's
Siege.
Released,
well, yeah, well, tell
it's
me
a
about
story.
A game that is really, really fantastic after release.
Nothing. It's all a disappointment.
That's true. There's not much they can do with South Park. No. To make it look crappier than it already
That's
is.
That's the thing. Like, it's not... I don't think it's going to be that bad, because we're not going to be like, oh, look at the graphics on, like, Cartman's
But are
jumper.
A similar team working on the game that made the first one, or is it just, like...
I'm not too
completely
sure.
Completely new studio.
I'm not too sure. Well, I think it's a new studio entirely.
I haven't heard of Ubisoft San Francisco
Actually, no.
making...
Sorry, it was like a South Park...
You could have given me some warning.
Sorry.
They made their own South Park, like, studio, I believe, within Obsidian. Or Obsidian were, like, helping them on... Something was going on there. So I think it will be a lot of the same team that are working on the game. It would make sense because they all know how to make that game now, as opposed to whereas before, the entire process and delays and everything was they didn't know how to make the game. So now they can just be like, boom.
I think I watched like a good quarter or a third of the gameplay for South Park because it was just like watching the TV
show.
Like,
wow,
it was great.
It was amazing.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm. And the did you watch the trailer for it?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you? And he was like, I'll have to show you it, but maybe I can show you right now. So yeah, looks amazing. Oh my god. I'm literally gonna jizz everywhere as soon as that comes out. And I got, well, I'm hoping it's the same. With the last South Park game, I got it a week early, so I managed to like complete it and do everything for my review. And I'm hoping that's the same for this one. And I think it's going to be out next year. Next year is going to be an amazing year. It's utterly insane. We've got tons of awesome movies, tons of awesome games.
We'd have just got off the Star Wars hype, because Star Wars is coming out late this year as well.
Yeah.
And we'll be looking forward to the next one.
And then just as we come off the Star Wars hype, there'll be Batman versus Superman, and there'll be an Uncharted 4, and there'll be Captain America Civil War. Oh my God. It's just going to be an immense year, and probably half of it's going to be delayed. But
is the next Batman film out next year?
Batman versus Superman.
No, what is that? What Ben Affleck is it?
Yeah,
I thought he was doing a whole new Batman.
And then he's in Suicide Squad, and then he'll be in his own Batman film, probably like 2018. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot coming out. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff, basically.
Stuff.
So Sony's conference was cool. Did you see Dreams? Did you see the game Dreams?
No, I did. From Media Molecule. Yeah. Weird.
Sort of like sculptor things and make stuff. And
I think it was a bit gimmicky.
And it was like. What do you mean gimmicky? Well, it's like totally new. No one's ever done it.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's going to be one of those things that dies quite fast.
Well, we'll see. You'd have a lot of faith in people who are based just over there somewhere.
Yeah, but I remember playing Little Big Planet 3 and pressing square and then the whole game just freezing and thinking, what the fuck is going on?
Well, that wasn't actually made by Media Molecule, so.
Really?
Hmm.
Oh, snap.
Well.
There you go. That's the problem. What else? What else happened?
Sorry,
come on, Freya. We need to be fucking on point with this shit.
EA.
Saka.
Have you forgot? Like, you have, haven't you? There's no Nintendo here. Nintendo have
no,
just
who
been...
gives a fuck about Nintendo? Who gives a fuck?
I allowed a good 20 minutes. Loud. I allowed a good 20 minutes for Battlefront from Joel. So, things had to...
Good God!
Like EA did.
I'm just
going to
bring Nintendo in here really cool.
Yeah, just.
Did you see Nintendo?
No.
Oh my God! Have you heard anything of what happened with it?
No.
Oh my God! I have to show you.
Hey Fox, do a barrel roll.
Yeah, come on, Fox, do a barrel roll.
Yeah.
Barrel roll. I can do better than that.
It's pretty awesome.
So good. Where were we?
EA. Battlefront.
That. That wasn't as exciting, but next to Battlefront there was Mirror's Edge.
Josh sunk my dick.
Mirror's Edge was really cool. But do you know what was more even better than Mirror's Edge and Battlefront? There was
FIFA 16.
There was another game.
NBA 2016.
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah, we already knew that shit was coming out,
but that looks so good.
Battlefront though. Okay, let's get started.
You know what Battlefront is, right? It's like
let's watch the gameplay.
Have you seen Mario? I'll do it. Have you seen any Mario games? Yeah.
Mario.
So basically, it's like a Mario game, but they've just reskinned it with Star Wars stuff.
Have they?
Yeah, that's it.
Look at that shit, man!
It looks so much like Battlefield 4.
It looks so real.
Yeah, it is. It is basically.
Battlefield
with a Star Wars skin on.
Amazing.
Look at this, just fucking X-Wings. Oh, look at...
That's why it works so well, because Battlefield 4 was fucking amazing.
Look at the
and they've just put Star Wars on top of it.
Looks like AIDS, mate.
It's the footsteps. Like,
this is
in
the
snow as well.
So, yeah, so Star Wars...
So good.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
So
it turns out.
Good.
Mm. I don't... Like, because I wasn't that hyped for it until I saw it, and then I was like, it's actually like a proper shooter, but Star Wars... Like, I was kind of, I don't know, I'd never really played a Star Wars game before. And it's, I don't know, it's so much like Battlefield.
Probably never will.
I love it. Like, I just, that's what I love about it.
So good.
But it's Star Wars on top, which is even better.
Good. Oh, Josh. Batman Arkham Knight. 27.
Oh, my God, only in 27.
It's dropped an hour.
Well, it probably has been an hour since.
Yeah, that's probably right.
So, okay, moving swiftly on. Let's go to Ubisoft. Of course, we had South Park, already talked about that. We had Ghost Recon, we had Rainbow Six Siege.
That looks cool.
Lots of other really cool things. We had Bethesda, we had Fallout 4. Fallout 4, looking good. We spoke about that on the last episode, and we were wondering about a few things, like maybe you'd be like play as a woman or a man.
And the co-op thing.
And I like how it's very natural how you pick between the two and how you shape your character. It's done in the mirror. and you know, you pick, you know, either you're the woman or the man. And that's quite cool, and you can totally and change your character a lot easier, as opposed to doing sliders. You just like mold your character, which is so much better. You just like put, you look at me like you know nothing of what I'm talking about.
I'd take your nose and I'd just be like,
and then you just like push
shrink
push the thumbstick, and then it would just be like,
or like inverted.
Yeah, exactly. Innie. An innie.
It's an innie.
Maybe
an
like analogy. Sims. Is it like Sims? I don't
Yeah, similar to that, I think.
Wow.
Well, that it's just easier to do. You know, the moldy people.
Sims, but post-apocalyptic.
And the fact that you can build your own, like, towns and your own
you
structures
create
and create, like, huge, like... Oh, my God. Did you see, like, the Pip-Boy, like, structure they made out of coloured, like, tiles? Like coloured lights, you can like make your own things. I can imagine so that people's bases and things, they're going to have these ridiculous LED like mosaics, and like
That'd be awesome.
They'll be a Super Mario Brothers level. And then it's going to be absolutely mental. It's going to be insane.
Cool.
And Fate could do mods as well on the PS4 and Xbox One and PC, of course.
That'd be really good.
It's going to be fun. Want to say anything about it? No?
Never
very excited
properly
for it.
Played a Fallout game. Given it a stab, but I was like,
I'll definitely get it this time, because I enjoyed I always say this, watching my dad play it. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. Like, it looked really cool. And I think I will get it this time. Just to properly do it. But on PC.
And we had Square Enix with Just Cause, Hitman.
Oh, yeah.
Hitman's gonna be amazing. It's like this like evolution thing. And then we've got Deus Ex, Human Revolution. I mean, Mankind Divided, not Human Revolution. You guys probably don't know anything about these games, but they're great first
Just
person
Cause
shooters.
I do.
Yeah,
not.
I played all the Just Cause.
But yeah, those two games are good as well. Anything else stand out to you guys for E3?
Yeah, it's a lot of focus on VR.
Oh,
have you seen the Minecraft HoloLens
so
demo?
Cool.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Yeah,
I did. That was insane.
That was so awesome.
I did not expect that.
It just came out of nowhere.
Apparently,
like,
the field of view is.
I watched the video
limited.
That was saying that, but there was two people. Was that the IGN video? There was two people, and the boy said, or the guy said, quite limited, found a bit weird, and the girl said, didn't have any problems with it. So it's just, I don't know.
Personal preference, maybe.
But
yeah, I don't know. I think
it's not. It's only augmented sort of reality. It's not VR. It's only augmented stuff.
Yeah.
So
I do find it quite cool.
It's like
on this table we could be playing Minecraft now.
Yeah,
we'll have an Xbox controller and then literally just raise it from
the
table.
We could be
like,
sat like
oh,
VR
look, there
now.
You are, you're over there, cool, all right, let me just punch you out the way. Imagine if you could do that. You could like, it would realize, you know, your movement, and you just literally destroy levels. That'd be cool.
That would be a cool use of Kinect technology.
Oh,
if they had
true.
It like built into the top of it,
well,
sees what you're doing in
that,
front of you.
You could just have your Kinect
working
in tandem with HoloLens. I think it's a long way off, probably going to be another year.
But
two.
Yeah, that looks cool. And what's quite weird as well is how Microsoft has sort of partnered with
Oculus Rift.
That's right, yeah. And
I
that's
that
going to be
weird.
Yeah, it's going to be odd. But I think the reason
everyone's
they've done that
with one another, it's sort of like,
is,
well, every time you buy an Oculus, you can get an Xbox controller.
Yeah, I think the reason they've done that is to because the whole Windows 10 thing, they're trying to bring that all together. But then you've got Steam, which everyone who plays on PC, they play on Steam pretty much. And then you've got the whole Steam VR. And then you've got, what else? You've got Morpheus, but they didn't really release that much about it. Morpheus.
Yeah.
That was kind of kept a little bit quiet.
Yeah, VR is going to be big. And I think it's you know, it's not going to be too long until all of the homes everywhere have a little VR headset or two.
I think
people are just going to be sat there going,
it is insane. Do you remember even?
Mom, I'm in a Star Wing. Oh, look at this.
We went on the really basic like Samsung one in that store. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And even though it's a really basic thing.
It's all right. You were scared.
That was on a phone.
You were freaked out by it. You were like, oh my God, there's a fish. I was just like, this is standard.
Yeah, that's because you scared of fish.
I was sat in this bloody store in London with this headset on, and a shark just dashed past my face. And because there's nothing else, just on your screen, you're underwater, like, go. It's just insane.
Were you gasping for breath as well? Were you wondering how you were breathing?
I had a rebreather on.
So to go along with the E3 theme podcast, It's an E3 themed Q&A. Whoa. So crazy facts about E3.
Holy shit.
Yeah, stuff that you will probably never need to
get
know.
Get ready to have your balls blown off, Joel. I know. Because after this, I'm going to blow them excited. Off.
Please, please do.
7 questions, as usual.
Okay.
I haven't actually been keeping a tally of who's been winning them. I've kind of forgotten, so I'm going to have to go through and
we'll
re-listen.
Probably have to go through podcasts and
yep.
see what happens.
Yep, going to have to see what happened. Okay, ready? Ready for the first question?
Yep.
Question number 1. How many engineers are employed to work on just installing...
I like bears.
Installing the...
That's my buzzer.
Yeah?
So do you know I'm going to say around about 120.
Installing the...
Ethernet and internet.
Oh.
Just at that alone.
Wow.
2,000.
No.
I said 120.
You're
he
closest.
Said 2,000.
What?
45. Just on the ethernet and internet. 45 people is a lot of
2,000.
People. Just to put Ethernet cables.
I was thinking that you've got, I guess if it's internet only, yeah. But I was thinking yeah. you've got, because isn't E3, it's not all in one complex. It's like dotted around the city, kind of.
No.
No, it's just the centre.
It's still in a huge complex. It's just got 2 wings.
Oh, I see.
So
yeah, okay.
You do have to go between this huge cat little thing to get to the other wing.
That I've
is
never
the
been
west and south bottom.
Right. Okay, so yeah, I got a bit confused there. But obviously
it's like having 2
Eurogamers.
Oh, yeah. But like dotted else, like a short walk away. Okay,
okay
so one
so,
to me,
yeah,
nil to
you?
Joel. Fucking idiot.
Question number 2. How much do these Ethernet cables weigh altogether, do you reckon?
Ding a ling ling. ten what unit were you doing it in?
I'm not gonna go that way.
10 tons?
Well, are we doing it in
10 tons is quite a lot actually.
Go for anything. Well,
10 tons.
I'm not going to give you the measurement.
Okay.
I'm like...
I like bears. I'm going to say 10 tons. That's quite...
That's like, what, like...
Quite heavy.
6 cars, roughly.
I'm going to go with 5 tons.
Josh was closest. Only 2 tons.
Oh.
Suck my dick.
2 to Josh.
2.
Got to claw it back, Joel. How many miles of fiber optic cables are there, E3?
Well, this seems very fiber optic cable related. Nothing
yeah,
to do with the history. Nothing to do with the history.
What is this networked?
Networking.
It was
yeah,
very
networking
hard to
at
find
E3 theme.
Weird facts about E3. These were the weirdest you could get.
All to do with networking.
You could have done like attendees.
So, what was it again? Sorry?
How many miles of fiber optic cables are there?
I like bears. I'm going to say 50 miles.
Okay.
Within the complex?
Yes,
or...
yes, within the complex.
Not 50 miles. 49 miles.
Sure, got it.
Dickhead.
Oh, no, wait, what did you say?
50.
Oh, no, you got it. 55.
Ah! Ow, that really cracked.
It really did, didn't it? What the fuck? What the hell?
Amazing.
I'm getting smacked.
Wait, how much did you... Oh, right, no, you actually got it. That's
yeah.
fine. I'll just put you back a little bit.
Okay, here's a little bit more sort of historical. You might have had to watch E3. In 2014, which company revealed that 50% of its future releases for that coming year were going to be shooters?
I like bears. I was there. EA.
Okay.
Ubisoft.
No, neither of you. Keep okay. going.
Microsoft.
Sony.
There you go, got it.
Sony.
Yep, I was quite surprised. Only, I think, Microsoft were like 40% or something.
Wow, you're doing really badly. I'm
Josh
like 4.
Is like already won.
There we go.
Well, this is
let's
just...
carry on anyway.
This is literally pure luck.
Let's carry on in it. Isn't it
this
always...
This isn't even educating.
Isn't it always pure luck?
Yeah, but it's fun. It's weird facts.
Oh, no,
facts.
No, I like the idea of this. Just,
just not good at it.
I'm getting smacked in this particular one.
Question number 5. How many monitors are there at E3?
I like bears.
Come on then, bitch.
3,000.
Okay.
3,001.
Fuck you.
Joel got it. 35,000. You guys are so far off.
Wow.
That's a lot of monitors.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense, actually. That's
see,
quite low.
Well, at least I'm not... I'm off the zero box.
Yeah.
God.
Owen,
I've got something.
Owen,
imagine packing all those up. And then, okay.
Number 6. What was the date of the first ever E3? Bonus points for
like
the
bears.
Day. Like the actual day.
What
for first? Sorry. Yeah. Give me the whole date. I was going to say the year, but give me the date.
The 25th of June, 1997.
June 5th, 98.
No. I don't really know what to do with this because it's very specific.
99?
What do I go for the year?
99.
I went for 98 and he so, went... No, I went for 97 and he went for 98. So who's closest?
You were closest. 95.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, I didn't realise it was that long ago. Month, anybody?
June. Everybody?
Like, May. And the...
June.
Day.
5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th.
June 6th.
No, you said May, so...
Do I get a point
May.
For that?
I don't really know.
I think I should.
Yeah, there we go. So it's 4-2. It's 4-2. You still can't win, but...
Mm, we'll give him the illusion he can win.
It was May 11th, 1995. Which seems quite early compared to now. Well, not early, but it's like a month. And last one, even though Josh has won. How many miles of duct tape have been used to secure all the loose cords?
Who the hell measures that?
I know.
No, seriously, this fact must be utter bollocks.
Because well, they have to buy the duct tape.
Yeah, so how many miles?
But think about how many different miles? Companies yeah. are using that duct tape. It's going to be such a mess.
Oh, the logistical nightmare.
No, it's so stupid. Seriously.
150 miles.
No.
149 miles.
Yeah. Ooh. 5 miles.
There we go. Shit. Gets...
Well, we were...
So it was 4-3.
See,
it was even though your answer was close, total BS.
Collegial. See, but
5-3 even.
It was a fair match.
Yeah.
Well done, Josh.
Totally not.
I think you won last week's because it was
Batman related.
Batman? Well, yeah. Crap. You did like all of them.
What were you ending on?
Favorite game of E3.
Yes, and disappointed you didn't see it E3.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Freya.
Freya.
What's your favourite game of E3 2015?
I think I was most surprised I liked Battlefront. Like, I really liked it. But Uncharted as well, because that actually made me think PlayStation. Like, that has kind of swayed me.
Both.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Pick one.
I'll go for Battlefront, because I know it's going to look sick on a PC.
Okay. We already know we've got two Battlefronts here. So,
well, actually, I'm going to go...
16?
Joel, what's your favourite game of E3 2015?
Well, Battlefront, and then followed by Sea of Thieves.
You're not allowed to do that.
Sea of Thieves.
Or mine is South Park.
We didn't want to hear from you, buddy.
Well,
we didn't want to hear from you.
You know, unfortunately, you have to.
Damn it!
So, what's your... what did you want announced that wasn't announced, Freya?
I wanted Rockstar to do something with a remaster. Anything.
Rockstar with a remaster.
Well,
they haven't really done remasters.
No,
aside
but they were saying about Red Dead. Like, that was a rumor. And
that.
Then
apparently,
San Andreas.
Red Dead is going to be backwards compatible.
Oh, okay.
And you
cool.
can play online. So.
Well,
that's pretty sweet.
The original Red Dead, yeah, but I don't think they'll be remastering Red Dead. They're doing a sequel.
But there was something about San Andreas and Red Dead Redemption. People like. Hyping up about it. I know, like, they haven't been out since.
Well, people like hyping up about Half-Life 3, but no
yeah,
shit's gonna happen
never
there,
happens.
Is it?
I don't know, that would have made my
okay,
year.
Okay, so something
year.
With Rockstar. Joel.
I guess just Valve needs to get their asses into gear and get to an E3 and just.
They will.
Boom, Portal
but
3.
They,
boom.
They
CS2.
Portal 3. No, it'll be Portal 3, Half-Life 3,
CS2.
And
that's what it would be,
Left 4 Dead 3. All in one year, boom.
And Counter-Strike 2.
They will, but probably after the release of their Steam machines and everything this year.
That's true.
Carry on.
But that would really freaking boom the sales of the Steam machines.
Yeah.
If they just came out like, yo, we're releasing these games, and then just walk off stage. Gabe Newell, have you seen this guy, Gabe Newell?
Of course.
Holy shit, he's a monster, right?
Yeah.
And he's like got money falling out of his pocket. He's like, hey guys, I'm announcing Puddle 3, Half-Life 3.
Every time.
oh, and a new Steam sale as well. money. And then he's like out of breath after. He's like,
every time he throws up, it's just money.
Yeah. Every time he shits money. And Steam sales.
so yeah, what would what wasn't announced that you wish?
I guess it was never gonna happen, but I guess Counter-Strike 2.
Yeah.
It's never gonna happen. But.
Okay.
You had an article detailing your.
I did.
What do you think your top one is?
You know, the top one is always gonna be something from Valve. To be fair, every time. I've either attended or watched an E3, I'm always waiting for the end of the conference when they go, more thing.
Welcome Gabe Newell to the stage.
Well, they did that with Portal 2, and they welcomed him to the stage. It was like, and Portal 2 is going to be coming out on PlayStation 3. You can also play with your PC players. And everyone's like, oh, mental.
And even though they're so chilled and so quiet, so...
God, oh my God.
Like...
That was amazing.
Mythical.
So,
Valve are this mythical company.
Yeah, they're very mysterious,
there's no face
aren't
of
they?
Valve apart from Gabe Newell, but fucking Gabe Newell.
Well, that's a face of Valve, basically. You don't need multiple faces of Valve.
Very ugly face of Valve.
So, yeah, no, I think Valve, whatever they have coming next, it is either going to be Left 4 Dead 3, Portal 3, or Half-Life 3.
All together.
Yeah, they did that. I think everyone would die. Just at the announcement.
The internet would crash.
Yeah. The internet would crash. Like, power would turn off.
Power would start surging, actually. too many people would be watching. YouTube would crash. Everyone's trying to watch the trailers.
Probably. Probably. That would probably happen. I wouldn't be surprised. That's I wouldn't so be surprised. Cool. What... As soon as, and it will happen, but as soon as Half-Life 3 is announced,
fuck.
I tell you.
shit is gonna hit the fan.
It is. Nobody can predict how the internet's going to react.
It will
the
be the
infrastructure,
start of the fallout.
It will,
thing.
It will
post-apocalyptic
implode. it's going to be a magical moment and also a horrifying moment. Nuclear missiles will be launched.
In celebration.
They'll yeah! say, fuck, we don't need these things, send them to Mars.
So that's it for episode 19, right? Has anyone got anything to say?
I think we're done.
Don't forget to head to startreplay.com, follow us on Twitter at startreplay, subscribe to us on YouTube, subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a review on iTunes as well. Send us your questions to contact@startreplay.com. Freya, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'll have you again soon. Joel.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank you. And goodbye from me, and we'll see you soon with episode 20. All right. Bye. Bye.
Toodle-pip.
Bye. 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 Bye.